Dan, you've got some good news from Research InfoSource. Perhaps you could tell me, first of all, what is this agency called Research InfoSource?
Research InfoSource is an organization that ranks and charts the performance of the research universities in Canada on an annual basis. They've been doing this for the past several years, actually, and they look at our performance in terms of many, many areas, in terms of the research dollars that the university brings in, the performance of its faculty members in terms of publications and various other categories.
Now, you have called a news conference. What is your good news?
Well, the great news is that for the year 2012, Research InfoSource will be naming the University of Lethbridge as the Research University of the Year in Canada in the primarily undergraduate category.
And what is the undergraduate category? What does that mean?
They tend to break the universities up into different groups that try to capture the sort of the mandate of that institution. So we're in the primarily undergraduate category, although we do have doctoral programs, graduate programs, and we are fully a comprehensive university in the sense that we do offer all levels of degrees and various types of research in those. There are other categories, including what they call comprehensive. Those institutions tend to have things like professional schools and other categories and other kinds of faculties. And of course, then there's the medical doctoral schools, which have medical schools as well.
So what do you consider the strength of the University of Lethbridge undergraduate program?
Well, what's most exciting, actually, about the Research InfoSource ranking and why we're so thrilled about it is that, really, Research InfoSource isn't just one science. It really captures our performance across the arts, the humanities, the social sciences, and the sciences. So it really is a snapshot of our breadth of scholarship at the university, and that is really what is the hallmark of our undergraduate programming here at the university. We're a broadly defined university that is committed to liberal education, but at the same time, we do that within a very research-intensive environment. So to be a great undergraduate and graduate institution and at the same time being recognized for outstanding research performance, I think, is a real testament to the quality of our scientists.
Well, I was having a look at the rankings from last year, from 2011, and certainly when they look at the category of overall the top 50 universities, University of Lethbridge ranked 35 overall, and in the undergraduate area, you were number 9 last year. So moving up to number 1, that's incredible. What do you think accounts for this significant change in ranking?
Well, honestly, I don't know because I haven't seen the details just yet. We're going to be looking at them today and really diving into the details. But I think, well, you know, one of the things that's pretty obvious to me is we're the first university in Alberta to reach number 1 in its category. The exciting thing for us is that it's the hard work and the really the effort that we're putting into our strategic plan around research. I think the important thing to note is that while we celebrate this as the University of Lethbridge, that's a bit of a misnomer, actually, because the university do not get research funding directly. It's really the scientists and the researchers and the scholars in our institution that get the funding. So again, it really is a real testament to the quality of our researchers. And what it says to me is that our people, they rank among the very best in Canada and among the best internationally as well. And that's how we have moved up, obviously moved up several places since last year.
So how do you use this ranking? How do you benefit from it in terms of, say, research investment or attracting students and academics or perhaps new programs?
Well, you've just hit them all. So it's really important for us to recruit new students, and so they know when they come here, not only are they going to get excellent instruction in the classroom, but that instruction will include experiences in laboratories and various other kinds of laboratories, whether it be in the arts, the humanities, social sciences. It doesn't matter. It means that they're going to come here, and they're going to get an educational experience, really, that is unlike any other. It's one in which great pedagogy, great instruction, great teachers are combined with great scientists and great scholars.
And how do other people use this ranking? Not other universities, but companies or government agencies or whatever who might go to InfoSource for some information to decide where they're going to put their money.
You're absolutely right about industry. It's a really good benchmark for industry to look at our institution and say, you know, there are programs that we were doing that could interact with the university, and maybe we should give Lethbridge a look-see and see what's happening down there, because really, you know, the again, again, the quality of our researchers is unparalleled. And so the kinds of things that industry may want to do, they could find right here at the University of Lethbridge.
Well, you did touch on this briefly about your strategic plan. What are your future plans? What is your trajectory in terms of research growth for the University of Lethbridge?
Well, we've always been very, very strong in many of the natural sciences and basic sciences. We also are extremely strong in business and management. But really, our main effort going forward is to really expand our offerings in the science, in the social sciences, I should say, in the humanities and the arts. This is a real growth area for us, and we're putting considerable investment in that. The other thing that's really key for us, again, because we're a relatively small institution, we believe that our future really is to look at areas that are in between many of these sciences. So we have a big emphasis on interdisciplinary programs that link together social sciences with arts and humanities, etc. And it's really in the intersection of these various areas that you're going to find the most exciting new ideas and new directions that we need to move our research. And so that's really what we're placing a lot of our investment in.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Dan, and congratulations on being number one.
Thanks so much.